When?
That's what those questions were.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. The purpose of the meeting is to approve two resolutions. Wait a minute. Back up. I don't want to call the meeting. No. The meeting is to order. Do we want to, do I have consensus of council or a someone who would like to include this at interlocal agreement with tonight's meeting? Do I have a motion to include it?
Does it have to be done tonight?
Where's the,
other than that, the next meeting?
Where about it here?
It should,
right here.
It should be done tonight, okay, because they're overseeing the construction. It should be done tonight or before construction starts on the park.
I'll make a motion to include it.
Second.
Any discussion? I just hope this doesn't come back and bite us, because so far it's not been very encouraging working with this other inspector. Now, this, we can rescind this at any time?
Yes.
If we can rescind it at any time, then...
Well, then, hold on, we should have some discussion. Bring up the date. Why?
Well, you're voting now to put it on the agenda. You're not voting on it.
Okay. Right.
Oh, okay. Good.
All in favor of the putting this on the agenda?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, we'll include this on the agenda. All right, items of business with purposes to approve two resolutions that due to grant deadline and a long closing cannot wait until July 19th at a regular council meeting. Items of business. Number one, vote to adopt resolution 11-8, declaration of official intent to reimburse. This is required to allow the town to use loan proceeds for construction of the oceanfront park for expenses incurred prior to the loan closing date, which is set for July 8th. And this is in here, Jim. I know we just sprung it on you, but this was a document that the bank is going to require, Nancy.
The bank isn't requiring it. It gives us the option of going back and recouping some funds that we've paid out of fund balance towards the park that we can... reimburse. Right. This is standard. We've done this with the water tower. And actually, the closing date was the 12th. I had that wrong.
Any discussion other than the clerk?
Make a motion. We accept the resolution R11-08.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any, all in favor? We have a second. Any more discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, resolution 11-08 is ratified. Vote to adopt resolution 1109, requesting state assistance for a water resource development project. This resolution is required to apply for grant funds from the Division of Water Resources to remove the hazardous Dow chemical intake structure. Deadline to apply for this is July 12, 2011. This one we need to expedite to try to get the funds to remove, of course, the dangerous stuff in front of Sea Watch. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to adopt resolution R11-09.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye. Discussion.
Just a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
This isn't matching, is it?
No.
This is, so the total, the project was priced out at $100,000.
Yep.
And we're getting $100,000 from them. And it's for and or extracting or crushing down.
Right.
Will they come to us to tell us? I mean, if they can't yank it all up.
They're going to break it up.
Will they come to us and tell us we can't pull it up, we're going to punch it down?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy just to have it.
Yeah, just it. Yeah.
I'd rather have it full, but if they can't do it, as deep as it is.
They're bringing in 300 excavators, so they'll take it out in the water. They should be able to go out there about 60 feet. And hopefully they're going to be able to remove it. If they can't, they've got a thumb on it that they'll start breaking everything off and shear it all flat.
Flat?
Yeah. No, flat with the concrete. They're going to try to pull the concrete out. It'll have to be done probably on two different times at a lunar low tide.
There's concrete underneath it?
Yeah, there's concrete. form that they pour to hold it in place and then the pipes that on top of it.
Are we going to, is there a time frame? Summertime, fall?
No, I don't think we should even, I mean, once we get the money, the time to go up paperwork, it should be past the season. Yeah. And it'll have to be in conjunction with the next winter low tide.
And the good thing is, thank God, those lots aren't sold yet. So access shouldn't be any trouble at all, except for the permission of going through the dunes.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem. John talked to Army Corps of Engineers. They said they would expedite any permits we need. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Well, there is no considered burn of dunes in front of those lines.
No, because those were left intentionally low by
LaCroix, whatever,
Keith. They didn't want salt air block from their process they were doing. So that's as low as it gets in the town. It's terrific that we're able to even make a dent in, much less have the whole thing taken care of. Have they got some kind of site map or something they're going to?
Have you not seen the new picture? Well, no, no.
The only thing I saw was the pictures that we got the last council meeting.
They have been on the job site, excuse me, they've been on the project site twice.
Okay.
They don't actually think that they're going to actually have $100,000 in this and anything that you don't spend.
We get to keep it.
Well, I think we're all going to get back to the state to make us look nice.
Well, and I just want to clarify in the resolution, there is language that makes me think that it's not a 100% grant, that there may be some matching. I just want to call your attention to that, and I apologize I didn't get a chance to call the grant person today and confirm that. But it asks you for either an amount or a percentage of the project cost, so I've asked for $100,000 or 100%, but it does say council assumes full obligation for payment of the balance of project costs. So I'm assuming if they come back and say they'll give you $70,000 and you have to come up with $30,000, then it's going to have to come back to council as to whether you want to.
And I think
what if they come back but get 100, but could it also be reading that if we get 100 and it costs 130, the 30
right.
Right.
Well, in number five, too, council supervises construction to assure compliance with permit conditions and safe and proper removal and everything. We're going to need a project.
Brian.
Sonny or?
Well, Brian's been working with him.
Okay. Well, then.
This is the first shot talking with the water resource guy. You know, we can get up to $200,000, but their actual cost.
They have, it's a 30-day proposal, it's $100,000.
But they've got a buffer in there to make sure
everything's going to be done. Is Brian going to cost us anything?
I don't know. I haven't been part of those conversations. Should this be a higher amount than the $100,000 in this resolution?
This is one of those projects that actually it boils down to they're going to go up, they may spend $100,000, but until they get in there, they don't know because we have no plans. They're going to go in there and do the best they can to clean it up.
If even half of it gets cleaned up, I'll still be tickled to death.
Yeah, especially with a little one. Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Well, fill us in on the building inspector.
The building inspector?
No, I mean this.
Oh, this. Well, it's odd. John, when I walked into John's office this afternoon about 1 o'clock, probably 1 o'clock, there's a gentleman sitting in there. And I brought the plans in and John stuck to give me, and he asked me, you know, I was laying down and asked the young man sitting there, I said, what are you here for? And he said that he was a special engineer. And of course, I said, well, that makes you more special than the master engineer. And he comes in and checks behind engineers. And He said he was there at the request of Richard Lang, the building inspector for Carolina Beach, who was in a level three from me, to check on the engineer's work. And I said, well, if we have a licensed engineer, his name is Dan Brown, and we have a licensed architect, why would we need you? And now, you know, we may have to discuss it with John, but it was my understanding that this was at the request of the Carolina Beach inspector's, not a requirement. And when he dropped the $20,000 bond, I'm like, woo, 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 we need to sit down and have a long, I want a meeting, a nose-to-nose meeting with you, Brian, this guy, and, you know, and the architect, because I don't think this is necessary. And then John asked me why I had talked to the architect. I said, he called me this morning and said he's had a problem with your building inspector approving these plans. I said, Jim is on the way back from Ohio. We're having a meeting today. I don't know how to offer him. And he said that the architect has asked the inspector where his interpretation of the rules lay so he could read it. He said it is only his interpretation that we need to move that ramp. And I said, well, again, when Jim gets back in town, this is his bailiwick, but right now, if you can show me in the required ordinances that the state uses, that's fine. But I'm not a fan of an interpretation.
And this interlocal agreement is not site-specific. This is just a generalized agreement that they will trade inspections where necessary.
When John's on fishing trip.
No, this is specific to the Ocean Front Park, the way it's recorded.
I don't think it's written that way.
The first paragraph.
Sorry. This is specific to that. But I'd like you to set this meeting up, because if this extra stuff is not a requirement, then I'm not going to vote for this thing. Let the county do it.
I don't know that I'm tickled to death to turn something over to this guy when we don't know why it is it's doing.
That's why I say I want to sit down and have nose to nose, or let you sit down, because you're kind of ramrod in this thing. But
now, you were saying that this is something that if we're going to do it, we need to do it now, because there are things going to be going on between now and the council meeting.
Well, it was my understanding we were going to have the contractor on site next Monday. You got to have a building inspector on hand or ready. I hadn't realized that John wasn't going to be doing the building inspection part of it, but it makes sense that he is.
This is John's project.
Because normally, I think in other times past, they've traded off. It's kind of like a CAMA permit. If it's for the town, he doesn't do it. He has another CAMA officer do it. So I don't know. Today's the first that I heard anything about it.
But Mary,
who wrote this up?
I think John and Richard Lang from Carolina Beach.
John laid it on me when it came in, and I would assume the other. My understanding of the other in the local agreement was for them to cover each other.
What's this statute? Anybody check the statute? What's this?
Tell me.
It's in accordance with 168.413. What is that?
John should have been at this meeting.
I don't know exactly what 423 is, but 168 is all the cities. And I had Tim Owens was here earlier, and I had him look over it, and Gary Ferguson, who's head of their planning department. So, I mean, it's standard language. We had a similar MOU with the county before John got some of his higher level certifications for certain things, that the county would have to do the inspection rather than John because he wasn't certified. And I know there's been times when John's been on vacation that Carolina Beach Building Inspections steps in, and I thought we had already approved something, but John said not, so I'm really not sure. I haven't spent any time researching it.
But you'd already approved what?
An interlocal agreement.
Yeah.
For the Chicago Park?
No.
No, just in general.
Just local agreement to cover each other's absence.
Well, that, this is not what this is. He's going to...
That's what we're talking about. I'm not comfortable with this until Jim, the architect, the engineer, and this gentleman sit down together.
Yeah, not clear what it's about. Of course, necessary.
Because the town, we don't need to take $20,000 and $25,000 bumps when we're already paying county taxes. We can get them to do that.
Well, is that what would happen? Who would be in charge of the inspection of that?
If John doesn't want to do it?
Why is John not going?
Because of major projects, they've always switched off so that we don't have any... Okay. Everybody's saying, well, the town did that because they're older people.
So John is wanting to switch this off.
Yeah. And it's been done before.
And did we pay for that?
No.
So the question is here.
He's an employee of Carolina Beach.
He's not asking for payment for this.
Yeah.
But he's added stuff on, like the special engineer, that I don't think, and you read the contract, I didn't see that anywhere in the contract. But that's a requirement. So I think this guy, Richard Lane.
He normally wants to switch it back and forth.
Yeah. He's the building inspector at Carolina Beach.
And this is from him?
He and John worked it out.
Okay. And so there is another person that's where we've got a problem.
No, it's not Lane.
You're talking about the special.
And this is Lane's
interpretation.
That's not part of the contract. Lane wants another specialist to come in and check behind.
Well, okay. Now, why?
Number two.
Well, we don't hand off to it.
While on duty with Kearney Beach, the building inspector shall be subject to the lawful operational commands of a supervisor in the requesting agency. That's us. So he's got to work within the legal rules that we give him. And if one of those legal rules is show us why we need to spend that kind of money for another person.
Yeah.
He needs to comply with that. So that would be the basis for the meeting, I would assume.
In my conversation with the architect and Brian today, where they don't know where this is coming from, well, we need a third party. They said this is his request.
Nancy, based on what you've been involved in so far, John is legally able to inspect anything that's going on at the park.
It's my understanding he's fully certified for any building inspections. That's why we terminated the agreement with the county.
This is just something that is done to show that there's no collusion in either town with construction.
Right. And you don't have to go this way, as Dean is saying. You can go with the county, or you can, if you want to hold off on this and try to get everybody together. I mean, next week there are contractors on site, but it's supposed to be mostly mobilization. Mm-hmm. We may have a delay anyway with the loan closing. So if you want to try to meet next week and...
I would be more comfortable if y'all sit down and
notice. I suggest we hold off on this because we do have, it's not like we don't have a building inspector. We can use John until we get it straightened out if we have to.
Right.
If refuses to do anything unless he gets this, then we still have John.
But there should be an understanding if it's going to be more expenses than we initially thought, that should be...
That's got to be part of the council. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we don't have anything budgeted for
estimates, but like I said, with my conversation with the architect and Brian, they
special. Brian estimates for that? When you say estimates?
Well, yeah, he's they're asking two or three of them to come in and give them a price. The first one this morning was $20,000.
Okay, now we've got a motion. Correct me.
You don't have a motion for this yet. You just had a motion to put it on the agenda.
Then I would make a motion that we table this.
Well, you want to table it, or you want to...
just let's not take it up
for the 22nd, for the next meeting.
Yeah, and I'll start to set up the meeting Monday.
He's going to be on vacation, honey.
John is?
No, this guy. thing, but he'll be back Tuesday.
Okay.
And Tim Owen said he would help you set up a meeting.
Well, then we'll give you a chance to get with John Monday.
Right.
The consensus is that you're going to, you want to hold off on this until
at
you can...
At least get further information on what's going on.
Let's get the real big picture before we...
And I'll talk to John over the weekend.
He's going to be fishing in the tournament Sunday, so here to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
If the weather.
Yeah, there's...
John is not happy right now, so... I hate it for him, but 20 grand is 20 grand.
He's not happy because he wants it.
I'm afraid of responsibility. Is that what's happening here?
Well, see, John said that, you know, Richard's not charging us for this. And I went, John, if he's requiring stuff that's not part of the contract, and you have an engineer stamp and an architect stamp, I'm disheartened. You're going to have to show me why I need to pay somebody else to come look at their stuff. I mean, you know, like I said, if the engineer graduated from Podunk U and Walla Walla, but, you know, I think he's probably credentialed. And I think he told me, Jim, don't quote me on this, but the boy that was in there, the special, works for the company who did the engineering on the building. So that really ticks me off. I mean, to me, that's double dipping.
Well, there's really two issues, too. There's that, and then there's an interpretation about the ADA ramp. Which, again, may possibly be another.
Now, what's engineer did this?
The building inspector.
The building inspector doesn't like the way the handicap ramp is going in.
That's the other.
Architect showed him, you know, he said, well, show me where you're interpreting this from the building code. And he says, no, it's just my interpretation, it's not in the code. And if that's going to be the way this is going to be.
Because really, when he showed me that he says that it's not, it's a separate entrance, and it shouldn't be. Both the steps and the ramp, by my interpretation, are going up to the same slab of concrete outside the building.
Yeah.
And the entrance for wheelchair people and whole people is the very same entrance. So,
I just would like him to sit down with you and explain it to you. You know, why his interpretation is we need to do away with the steps.
Maybe I would make some money on this. I've been trying for 12 years and haven't been able to.
Your ship's coming in. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So,
all in favor, signify by saying aye. Barry off.